I'm here with Ollie and David from the Comedy Society, that's performing on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. in Venue 1 as part of On the Rocks. So firstly, why have you got involved with On the Rocks?
Well, we really wanted to get stand-up comedy out there in On the Rocks because St Andrews is a very, very funny town, but a lot of that is centred around Blind Mirth and the Review, so we really wanted to have a big gig during On the Rocks for lots of stand-up comedians to get together and make loads of people laugh.
I think On the Rocks is one of the two occasions, the other one being Rag Week, when you can really... It is nice to be part of a group of a lot of arts things going on, and it's not just one show on its own, we actually feel part of the establishment, so it does feel like quite a big step up to be doing something in Venue 1 on the Rocks. So,
and any excuse for a gig, really.
Naturally, yes.
It's fun.
And so what kind of things should we expect from the show? Why should people come and see it?
Well, it's an open mic night, so anyone's welcome to come along and give it a go, but that said, a lot of the guys doing it are quite experienced comics, like Dave and myself, and... So it's going to be a really great evening, I reckon, really. And also, in terms of why people should come along, it's definitely the case that laughter is infectious, so if you have a group of 20 people when you're doing a gig, you have to really sweat to make them work. Whereas if you have 200, it's really easy, and if you have 2,000, you can tell knock-knock jokes and they'll piss themselves away.
Yeah.
So it is definitely the case that the more people turn up, the funnier we are going to be. And we have got some really funny people in the lineup. Like, one of the comics doing the show won the university stand-up competition last semester and just got back from the National Student Comedy Awards. And there's loads of really, really funny people doing it. So it's going to be really good.
Especially shows like this, open mic nights, that I think the first time you ever performed, Ollie, was in the stand-up comedy competition.
Yeah.
And of course, none of us knew who Ollie was, and we just started chatting with him. And then he went up on stage, absolutely blew the entire audience away, won the competition. So it's, I mean, for people who want to watch, but also people who want to show up, it's a fantastic way to discover just how hysterical you can be. So it's very much not just watching, definitely come and take part, because, I mean, it's just, like, Comedy Sock has changed since we've started being able to have more of a spotlight on us. Like, we did that in Venue 1, and it does seem to have snowballed from that time.
And also, it happens to also be one of the cheapest shows in On the Rocks. It's only three quid, which for an evening of, like, guaranteed laughs, and it's going to be, like, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours long? Lots of comics doing it? It's pretty good value, I reckon, as well.
Especially with such a big venue, people are going to be putting their absolute best into it, partially because we don't want to let the On the Rocks committee down.
No.
Because they're a scary bunch of people.
I don't know about putting the best. I know Andrew's doing like a best of set, but all the stuff I'm doing is all experimental that I haven't done before, so I'm quite nervous about it.
And obviously you can't talk for all the comedians that will be performing on Wednesday night, but what do you find is main inspiration behind your sketches?
Let's get one thing straight. We're not sketch artists, we're not the Review, and we're stand-up, so but in terms of our material, a lot of my stuff's quite surreal. You're trying to branch out in new directions, aren't you, with yours?
Yeah, I used to be... I would never say I was the Frankie Boyle, simply because that's paying me far too much compliment.
He used to be the dark man.
I was very much the dark. And I decided, while there were still other people who were dark in Comedy Society who were performing, that I was going to take it back, because it's very easy to get laughs from quite offensive material. So I thought, no, I want more of a challenge. I'm going to start doing clean stuff and see if that can still be funny. Unfortunately, all the dark people left. So by process of elimination, despite completely toning down, I'm still the dark one.
Yeah,
so
he's still known as the darkest comedian.
This is going quite, for me, going to be quite a way to prove that it does not have to be offensive. There's going to be a little few cheeky bits in, and a few bits where people will just go, oh, that's quite Dickensian. But, it's not... I'm more about making people laugh now than I am just shocking them into laughing, because that's the only thing they can think of to do.
Yeah.
So, it's very much... taking away from Frankie Boyle, going far more in a Dara O'Brien direction, much safer.
But in terms of what inspires us to do it, it is just cracking fun. It's a great hobby, isn't it? There's nothing quite like the feeling of when you have told a great joke to an audience and they're rolling their eyes, and you know you've got another one ready that's going to make them absolutely piss themselves. That is a fantastic feeling.
And for me, myself and Ollie live in quite similar places. I think we both went to
school Newcastle,
in Newcastle, but the town I live in, Chessy Street, I have so much random stuff happening to me there. Like, 2 years ago, and this is possibly going in, I ended up working at a coffee shop during a manhunt for a serial killer. And I accidentally...
Was that Raoul Moat? Oh,
yes.
Man, I remember that.
And my boss was hiding in the back the entire day, leaving me alone in an empty cafe where the entire one side of the wall was a window. And the guy's walking around with a shotgun. And we had a knife that I found placed under the desk. And I was just thinking, as I was going through the day, this is going to be some fantastic stand-up material. However, I haven't been able to talk about it for a while, because at one point someone came in who looked quite... quite a bit like the photo they had of him.
Was that, did he actually, or did you just think that?
No, he genuinely looked like him. And I reached, I unfortunately...
Were you like, Americano, a cappuccino, mate?
No, I just reached for the knife and brought the knife out and put it on the counter. And the guy just looked at me, looked at the knife and went, latte? And I was just, fair enough. Turned out it wasn't him. So that's a kind of random week in my town.
You were still there. You were still there, but your boss was in the back.
Oh, my boss was. My boss had been hiding the entire day. They'd do a news report. She'd come out, look at the TV, then scuttle back into the back.
I reckon you could out-dark Ralph, mate. At that point in your comedy career, you could out-dark.
Well, it's interesting they got rid of his Facebook, because, of course, he doesn't really have a face anymore.
Oh!
That's the kind of stunt I used to do.
Please cut that out, for God's sake.
Yeah.
We don't want to put people off. I thought we were going to manage to get through one interview with you, Dave, and you not offend anyone. But no.
That story is unbelievable. I can't believe that happened.
That actually did happen.
So the final question now. What else are you looking forward to seeing this week, or perhaps have already seen?
Looking forward to Back to the Bedroom on Thursday and Friday, because I hear there are some very talented actors in that as well.
You've got you've got that as your Facebook profile picture for some reason.
Yeah, because I am just so supportive of the actors in that. I hear some of the people in that are just really, really good.
Some new talent emerging, possibly. But
possibly, yeah. You never know.
I think that sums everything up. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Apart from come to the show, it'll be absolutely fantastic. You will not believe how funny some of the people on that stage are.
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
If you fancy going for it and you're humming and hawing, just go for it, because that's how we got into it.
And it is really sportive, like, because it can be tough doing comedy, because you do live and die on your own sword. Like, if you do really well, then you don't have to share that those accomplishments with, like, the rest of the cast or anything. And you really do. You get all the glory and you get all the applause yourself.
Ollie knows a lot about that bit.
But the flip side is, if you do badly, it can be quite intimidating. Because if you die on your arse when you do comedy, you die alone. But if anyone is thinking about doing comedy in St Andrews, definitely come along to the gig and give it a go. Because it is a supportive atmosphere. And audiences in St Andrews are golden, much more golden than audiences in Glasgow and Newcastle are on a Friday night or anything when everyone's pissed.
And if you're going to try it, you're not going to have a better chance in a big venue where it's going to be a lot easier to get a laugh. And think of, you know, if you start doing it and you enjoy it, there's not a better place than you can think of, well, I've done venue one, what's to be scared of doing it in smaller rooms?
Yes.
You know, baptism by fire, but you've definitely come out one of the strongest things you could possibly be. So just go for it.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
No.